This week's Torah Away has been sponsored L'ilu Nishmas, Rebbe Ephraim Fischel, Ben Rebbe Yoel Aryeh, Zecher Livracha. Kof Gimel Iyar, Friday the 3rd of May, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, the Midah of Consistency.
Now, boys, you'll have to forgive me, because one thing that is consistent nowadays is the high pollen count. Yes? And so, I'm struggling here this morning a little bit, but I will try to be as clear as I can through the fog. Parshas Bechukosai. It's Bahar Bechukosai, but Parshas Bechukosai begins with those words, in Bechukosai. Teilechu. And immediately, I've got a question on each of those three words. In Bechukosai and Teilechu. The in, perhaps, as the Mephoroshim point out, could be key rather than in. That's when you perform my chukim, my mitzvahs, then these things will happen. That's not such a stark question. We can leave that for now. But Bechukosai is a question, because why dafka Bechukosai? All the mitzvahs. We've got chukim, we've got mishpatim. Why dafka if you perform my chukim? Then all these wonderful things will happen. Venosati gishmeichem be'itom. Right? Why is Bechukosai? And also, what's the Loshon Teilechu? Teilechu means that you'll walk in my chukim. That's an unusual expression. It could easily have said, in bechukosai, or tishmoru, yeah, or we could have said, es bechukosai, no, es bechukosai, tasu, tishmoru, tekayemu. Teilechu is an unusual expression. What's the Indian that we're walking? But then we'll try and understand Rashi as well. Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. How does he see that in the Rashi? Yeah, how does Rashi, see that in the Pasuk? So those are the questions we'll try to answer and build it around a concept. Also, what's the response to Bechukosai Teilechu? Shteit in Pasuk, v'nasati gishmeichem b'itom. There'll be rain. And there'll be crop, and vishavtem lovetach ba'artzechem, there'll be security, wonderful things, if you follow the chukim of the Torah, teleichum is to follow the Torah, if you perform the mitzvahs, then all these wonderful things will happen, which always raises the time-honored question, which is the Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lametes on the Dalet, famously says, Sechar Mitzvah, Bahai Al Meleka. There is no Sechar Mitzvah for the performance of mitzvahs in this world. And you can't say that the reward in this week's parasha is referring to another world, because it's talking about rain, it's talking about grass, and it's talking about animals. So, what shaykhas to another world are these in the onim? Clearly, it's Olam Azedik Sechar. The Pasuk seems to say clearly, and all these wonderful things will happen. It seems to run against the fundamental Torah Hashkofa, which says that there's no schar in this world for our mitzvahs, and the whole Indian that Gemara in town is that the person shouldn't say I'll perform mitzvahs, nor Lakosh Baruch Hu to be tovus. Right? All these in Yonim, because that's not how it works. Even that maybe the Peroseim, maybe we said this morning, Elu Dvorin, that the Keren is Kayem is Lo'elam Haba. So are we saying that the Gishmeichem Be'itom is the Peros of the mitzvah? And these are pshat, and we'll try, perhaps, to answer that question, not by explaining how there can be Sechar in this world, the famous Rambam, but perhaps the answer to the first question will shed light on the second question. If we can understand what Bechukosai Teilechu means, then we might be able to understand why the response is Venosati Gishmeichem Be'itom. Potentially. Is Azoy. Pasuk on Yirmiyah famously says, Im loy berisi yoimon v'laylo chukos shamayim v'ores lo samti. Every word there is very meduyuk, as you'd expect in Tanakh. Im loy berisi yoimon v'laylo, if it was not for my bris, for my covenant, referring to the Torah, yoimon v'laylo of every single day and every single night, chukos shamayim v'ores, the chukim, the statutes, the rules, the laws of nature, of shamayim v'ores that govern the heaven and the earth, loisamti would cease to function. So bederach klal, we understand that to mean that what is it that sustains the world? What is it that gives the world its sustenance? What is it that gives the world its continuity? What is it that allows the world to continue and self-perpetuate? The answer is Torah. That, you know, the Mepharshim are replete, and the Sforim are replete with the concept that constant Limud HaTorah in all parts of the world are what give the world its existence. And if at any moment that learning would stop, or the performance of Torah would stop, the world would just implode on itself and disappear. So Yuhu Vavoyu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would return it to astonishing nothingness. Because Torah it is that injects the world and infuses it with its very life. Infuses it with life. Right? They have these kolalim, as you are probably aware, they have learning around the clock. There's a constant presence of people learning. I think Zabar and Kotel, the mentions of Mishnah Zabar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah in organizing the world, that is daytime in one place, while it's nighttime in another place, is simply to ensure that at any given moment there's somebody who's going to be up and awake and performing the mitzvahs. It has to be that way. Yeah, for us to say, well, of course, that's the way it works with life and so on, and when the earth is spinning on its axis and the way it interacts with the sun. But the Maiseh, also Chochmah Sabara, in order that people should be learning the Torah to sustain the world. So that's the normal pshat, and that's what we hear in yeshiva, nochanant, musa shmuz after musa shmuz, v'naplem, right? And it's the Torah that is our life. Ki heim chayeinu v'oirach yomeinu. Why is there arichas yomim? Because we have nosiach v'chukecho daiko. Specifically chukim, which we'll come to in a moment. That's certainly what Yirmiyahu Novi was trying to tell Klal Yisrael, that if it's not the bris of Yom HaLayla, Limud HaTorah, Kiyum HaTorah, of day and night, there would be no world. And that is zikha, the pshat, the posh pshat, and the posim. But if we've been dying in the posim a little bit more closely, we'll see that the words there are chosen carefully. Based on the Gemara and the Dorim. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, asks the famous question: Al Mo Ovdo Ha'aretz, the pasuk, Al Mo Ovdo Ha'aretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? And this is very apropos to what's going on today in Eretz Yisrael. Al Mo Ovdo Ha'aretz. How was the land lost? Al Ozvom Es Toirosi. If you look in the Gemara there, the Gemara says, "Alozvam es terosi veloy hilchuva." Not that they had forsaken my Torah alone, but veloy hilchuva is a lashon that they didn't walk in it. That they didn't. There was no halicha. That's what was missing. And from that Gemara, you see is one of the many places that you see that aside from the inyan of limud haTorah. And apart from the idea of Kiyum HaTorah, there's a new concept. And that concept is called Halichas HaTorah. So you know, an Indian, that not only must a person learn, and not only must a person observe, but a person must walk. Must continue to move somewhere. There seems to be an Indian of movement. Halichas HaTorah. Which the Sephora Ward explained to me, the idea of consistency, hence the title. The idea of consistency. Regilus. Regilus means continuity, constancy, consistency, regularity. Regilus. Rogil is regular. I believe that that's the root of the English word. There are many words like that. And interestingly, if we look at the word regilus, which we use to describe consistency and continuity and constancy, right? Its root is regel. Its root is regel. Regel means to walk. Regel is how we walk. Regel is movement. So when you see an inyan of halicha, the inyan is constant movement. Because that's what walking means. That's what movement is. Movement, motion, is the idea of constancy. It's not stop, start. But the idea is that there's a flow. There's a continuity. And from here we have the idea that from halicha we come to halacha. From halicha, we have the idea of halacha. The loshon halacha that we use to describe the laws and the regulations. Ah, look at that. Just cut that now. So is that Kol Olam Daiskalti. The regulation of Torah is halacha. That's gewaldig. That happened here just now. Did you see that? Wow. Rules and regulations, right, are regular. There's a regularity. Dahainu, that the performance of halacha is not that it applies one day, it doesn't apply the next day. A person who's hilchuva, a person who's walking through Torah, someone who's mekayim halacha, someone who lives their life according to the observance of halacha, can be called someone who's a hoylech, who's a hilchuva, someone who's walking through Torah. For this reason, I believe, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, the foundation of halacha, and everything that we do. You open up the first page, what pasuk do you come across? Upon which the entire body of halacha, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Somid, Dosu Deramo. Why does he quote the pasuk Shivisi? It's Dovin HaMelech, sorry, it's not Deramo. It's Dovin HaMelech. But the Ramah brings Shvisa Hashem and Negdi Somid as a Chaleg Der Burdish Lernam Tomid. In front of me, the word Tomid there is absolutely vital. It's critical. It's crucial. A Tomidus or a Tomidius, this constancy and continuity, because that's how halacha can function. Halacha is not there to lend you advice or to make suggestions. Halacha is not suggestive. Halacha is directive. Halacha says this is how you perform the mitzvahs. And memelu already we have this lotion of teilechu, because teilechu means to perform halacha. Im b'chukosai teilechu. If in my chukim you are a baal halacha, you perform halacha on a regular basis, this is what regulates your life. If halacha regulates your life, then you have b'chukosai teilechu. In other words, it's not stam saying the performance of mitzvahs. It's not just talking about limudat Torah, but it's talking about hasmada. It's talking about this aspect of continuity, of constancy. For this reason, we have a Gemara, which we say every Shabbos. Tonu Devei Elio, kol ha-shoyna ha-lochois, bechol yoin, muvtoch lo shehu ben olam haba. Someone who learns halacha every single day. Muv tochloi shehu ben oilam haba. Shenemar halichois oilam loi al tigri halichois el halachois. From Dortmund is the makor, the halacha bases itself on the concept of halicha. But in the context of the Tonu Devei Elio. That it's the inyan b'chol yoyim. It doesn't say kol hashoyna halachos. If you learn halacha, that you get into olam haba. It doesn't say that. It says if you learn halachos every single day, you get to olam haba. What's the makor for that? Halichos. So halicha teilecho is the inyan of constancy. It's the inyan of regularity. It's the inyan of every single day. This was Rav Meir Shapira. Rav Meir Shapira said, not just that Balabatim should learn Torah. Not just that we should open up the world of Torah to Balabatim, who are not necessarily the Eluim and the elite, right, of Klal Yisrael. Nishnah them. But Daf Yoimi. Daf Yoimi is in it day after day, week after week, that there is Shoyna Halachos B'chol Yoim. That was the whole idea. That there should be this regularity in learning. There should be a Hasmoda in learning. And for that we have Taka Daf Yomi, which I once heard at an Aguda convention, described as the Chutzpah Shir. The Chutzpah Shir. Daf Yomi is the Chutzpah Shir. Why is it got Chutzpah? Because nothing stops the Daf Yomi. It's like this locomotive that has no brakes. Yom Kippur, Daf Yomi. Purim, Daf Yomi. Making Chasana today, Daf Yomi. Tisha B'Av, Daf Yomi. Yeah? Tisha B'Av. Nochatzos. There's nothing that stops Daf Yomi because it's showing the halachos b'chol yom. It's simchu kosei teilechu. Turn away. Ah. No. Not yes, Tishabov. I've given the Torah away speech Tishabov twice. Twice, I think twice. Definitely once. I've definitely been asked twice on Tishabov. Shabbos! No Torah away on Shabbos? Why not? Oh. I don't remember Meir Shapiro sounding, Daf Yomi, can't record it. No, sorry. Start your day the Torah away. Shabbos not a day? Okay, so now we have a challenge now. How are we going to make Torahway continue on Shabbos and Yom Tov? But the vote is that this is the Lashon Choik as well. This is Lashon Choik. Because Choik means fixed. Choik means fixed. Choik means kavua. Choik chokakti. Choik is immovable. It's here. The inin of kvias itim la Torah. Fixing time to learn kvio. Kvius, keva, which gets in a moment, the Mishnah, the person should make his Torah keva, seter oscha keva, is a lotion of choik. Choik is something that's kavua, is fixed, is immovable, the chutzpashir. So the inin of teilechu and inin of chukoisai go very well together. In bechukoisai dafka teilechu. If your approach to Torah is that it's a choik, nothing gets in the way. Torah is first. And then the other things need to fit in somehow, then that's considered an imbuchukosai teilechu. But if it's some haphazard, a heen and a hair, chapping a bit here, chapping a bit there, chapping a bit on the other side, that perhaps is good. It's a tremendous mitzvah, it's a tremendous chus, but it's not on the darga of buchukosai teilechu. It's just starting the kai mitzvahs. Gvaldik, you go to the shir, it's gvaldik. But there's a whole element, a whole dimension, that's the word. There's a whole dimension of learning with constancy. That raises the whole learning and kiyum to a whole new level. It raises it to a new level. It's not just something a person is learning. A person is teilechu, b'chukoisai. Sorry? Choik v'lo yavor. That's it. This is what it is. Immovable. That's the inyan of choik. Doesn't move at all. It's rogil. It's always there. Very interesting, the Maharal brings from the Ein Yaakov, who quotes a Medrash, which is slightly different to a Gemara. So it's a Chazal, but in the Gemara it doesn't read like this, but I found in the Maharal, he quotes the Chazal, the name of the Medrash along these lines, where there was a debate amongst the Tanoim, which is the most important pasuk in the Torah. I don't know if you've learned this Medrash before. What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Ah, so you imagine Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Well, after Hashem, well, after Echad Kamoicha, Zekal Gadol B'Torah. Yeah, no. That's what you decide. Attacker, those are the first opinions in the Gemara. Kunt, Shimon ben Pazi. And Shimon ben Pazi says, if you'll listen, what's the choshevst pasuk in the Torah? Number one, Es HaKeves Echad Ta'aseh V'Aboikev, Es HaKeves Hasheni Ta'aseh Beno Agoyim. That's the Rosh Perushin, that's the basis. Because the Indian is the Tamidus of it, the Tamidus of the Tomid. That raises it to a new level. It's also it. Now that we've heard and we've learned a little bit the Indian of Choik and Teilechu and Halicho and Olam Loi, because it's Shona Halochus B'chol Yoim and Ovehem Nege Yoim on Valaylo based on that Pasuk, sorry? So now that we've learned that, now we could take the previous pasuk which you mentioned in Yirmiyah, in Meloi Berisi, Shemayim Va'aretz, Chukah Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, to a new level. It's not just that the learning of Torah sustains the world. It's more than that. It's the constancy of the Torah that maintains the constancy of the world. The regularity with which the world performs, the way that the universe operates, is also dependent upon the regularity with which one applies themselves to Torah. In other words, at base level, Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaTorah sustains the world, the universe, the cosmos. On a higher level, It is the constancy and the fidelity and the continuity with which one applies themselves to Torah that maintains the chukei hateva, the laws of nature, that the sun rises and the sun dips in the west, that the planets are all in order, that the world produces its fruit like it should. That is also dependent, not just stam on learning, but on this ingredient in the learning, that's chuk. That's the ikar. Ki yodua, that the brachas in Parshas Bechukosai are organized. They start with an aleph, and they finish with a tov. Im Bechukosai leads all the way up to Vayelchetz from Koyim Emils. Aleph to tov, there's an order, there's a seder. So the seder to Yochukim is what determines the seder to the world. We said before, how can the pasuk say that if you observe the Torah, that Hashem will give you sechar, Hashem will give you rain? But if we redact the pasuk, it doesn't say that Hashem will give you rain, stam. It doesn't say, v'nosati gishmeichem, v'oshteit, v'nosati gishmeichem be'itom. That's the nekuda. That the rains will fall in the right place at the right time. There's an order. And you have hurricanes and typhoons and tsunamis and earthquakes and the world's upside down and back to front. That if not for chetz, then the world would be in a different place. The Sforim even say, take a survive to say that the whole idea of the Ari and the Seir lying together in Mois HaMashiach is because that's the Ikas Seder HaOlam. And the world that we look out at today is sometimes exceptionally disorganized and chaotic. And life in the world today is exceptionally disorganized and chaotic. It's all over the place. Today people are less secure than ever before. No one knows what's going to happen. And we're talking about the Chukei HaTeva. I'm not talking politics. In the Chukei HaTeva, we're living through a time, if you speak to the experts, doesn't matter what your view is, you know, somebody told me recently, he's a top scientist, he told me, never was talking about the extinction of the polar bears, Nebuch the polar bears, because the ice cap's melting and they can't catch the seals, right? You know about the problem. So we're losing polar bears. But he was telling me about this European law that was passed this week regarding the bees. You heard about the bees? Bees. Sorry?
No bees.
No bees. Not enough bees. Right? There needs to be bees. We need bees. Apparently 80% of the world's crop is dependent on the pollination of the bees. And because of whatever human activity, the bees are dying. There's no bees, right? It's amazing. In this multi-advanced technological era, with nanotechnology and biological engineering and who knows what's controlling the world? The little bumblebee. It should be called the humblebee. No, seriously, this clean little gadget, this tiny little thing, the whole world spins. Say the ho'ilam. And he's telling me the polar bears are extinct. He said there's every chance that a human being will be extinct within 100 years. I said, listen, Siddhar, Rabbeinu Shalom, calm down, don't worry about it, because we will take care of us. But the Indian is that the world is sort of teetering, and who knows what's going to happen next. So it's almost like the Seder Ha'olam is at risk. And what we're learning from here is that in bechukosai teilechu, not stam tishmarot, not stam mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs are regarded as chukim, immovable, non-negotiable, and they are teilechu with the regularity of halichos olam la'atikra, halichos el halochos, then v'nosati gishmeichem ve'ito, and then v'yishavtem lo vetach ba'artzechem, nishtam v'yishavtem, lo vetach, secure, what's security? What is security? Security is the idea that you have regularity, that you know where your next paycheck is coming from, that the ground is not shifting underfoot. That's Mishavtem lo betach. Vadem dach mohom regilus. The Mishnah says, Asei toiros chokeva. And the Mele, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph famously says that when a person arrives at the next world after Me'o ve'esrim shona, the question that's posed to him is not ha'im lomadto Torah, ha'im yoshavto b'yeshiva. That's not the question. What's the question? Kovato itim la Torah. Did you fix times for learning? Fixed is a chok, lo yaver. So it's an amazing Indian that there's learning, and then there's learning mikvius. There's shmiras halacha, and then there's shmiras halacha biragilus. I say this in the school, so I've got to say, I have to say that because I'm talking to people older than me, better than me. When I'm talking to students, I tell them that Torah is as nogea on, you know, in the middle of Sivan, as you're about to be mekabel the Torah, as it is in the middle of Av, when you're out there in the Chavisnish, wherever you are. No, there's no difference. You don't find the Mishnah Berurah says a disclaimer in the front cover. This applies for 11 months of the year. The summer holidays, right, ignore all contained within. I've never seen that disclaimer. You see Mishnah Berurah saying, in August, doesn't apply. Minyan, and learning, and sneers, and television, doesn't apply. I haven't seen that. Halachas, halachas, halichas oilam loi. It's very important. Because if it's up-down, you know, if there's an up-down sort of imbalanced approach to Shmiras Halacha, then the problem is that there's no kviyas, there's no chukosai teleichu. And that can chas v'sholem generate an issue where there's gishmeichem, but maybe not gishmeichem ve'itom. And that's not so gishmak. I also saw that in the Tshuva HaRosh, it brings down from Maram Rothenberg, that we have this phrase Toirosoi Umnosoi, which normally we apply to people sitting in Kollel and Yeshiva, that their whole life is around Torah. But Maram Rothenberg says it doesn't apply to that at all. Every single balabos, every single person on earth, can come under the guise of Toirosoi Umnosoi. What determines that a person can be called a Toirosoi Umnosoi? That his umnus is his Torah. That his constant raison d'être is defined by his Torah. Anyone that has kviyasitim. Maram Rothenberg says, a person has kriyasitim, and stuff. Yoimi Torah, where we said, Rav Dudi, you came late. But we talked about kriyasitim and regularity in kol Hashem halachos b'chol yoim, and I said, daf yoimi, and then I said, Torah way. But then they pointed out to me, there's no Torah way on Shabbos. The Torah way on Shabbos. I said, why not? It says, start your day the Torah way. Shabbos is also a day. Hayom yom Shabbos. No, Shabbos is a day. Shtit, hayom yom Shabbos kodesh. It must be that Shabbos is also a day. So we need to say, they said they can't record it. You can't record it on Shabbos. Right, so Ichor Gezog on record that I don't think that the learning is dependent on the device that records it. The Maya said no reason why we can't have Torah away on Shabbos. Anyway, moving on. The Maya said this Shir of Chutzpah that we talked about. This is the Kviyasitim, and very interesting. I know we're out of time, but very interesting. If you look in Rashi, this is Parshim, and it talks about Halachti Mimi Bekeri by the Klolus Chas V'Shalom Le'Aleinu, that the reason for the Klolus Chas v'Shalom is because v'alachtim im b'keri, that you walk with me b'keri. What's taish b'keri? Says Rashi, lifrokim. As I say, lifrokim. That's the problem. Yes, b'mikre. What's b'mikre? I've got time to learn them. You know, the time management professionals tell you that you have to look at your life like a bunch of stones. Look at your life as a bunch of stones. You get a big glass, or well, maybe not glass, but you get a big vase. You've got big boulders, right? Or not quite boulders, but big rocks. Then you've got smaller stones. Then you've got little pebbles. Then you've got like sand, right? And you need to get it all into the glass, right? Here's what not to do. Pour the sand in. And then pour the pebbles in. And then when you're trying to get the big rocks in, there's a loyalech, and you're going to have loads of gaps. What's the way to get around this? Decide for yourself what are the big rocks, and then the small rocks, and then what's the sand? Put the big rocks in first, then the stones, then the pebbles, and then to pull the sand in, there'll be room for everything. That's how you manage your life. Yeah? There's no question that the biggest boulder, if you what we've learned, is the Kviyasitim LaTorah. Not sure. That's not the sand, that's the rock. So the rocks go in, if you put the rocks in first, you'll find that there's room for everything else, the shopping and the dos and the ends, there's time for that. But there's no shaila that it's the dimension of kviyas itim that what we've learned is nishno an ideal to aim for, but it determines the kviyas hateva. It's the kishmechem beitom. And ledaiti ho'anio, I believe that's the inyan that we read with Chukosai always at some point during Sefira Sa'omer. Because the mitzvah of Sefira Sa'omer is timidus. There's no other mitzvah like it. There's no other mitzvah that requires a constancy and a consistency and a regularity and a fidelity and an approach that says, yoim yoimis, and if you miss one day, You're out. There's only one other mitzvah like that, by the way, and that's Limud HaTorah, actually. Because the Gemara says in Tazvei Niyoim, Yoimayim Azveko, if you miss a day, you're in trouble. There's only two times where we find if you miss one day, you're in trouble. Ein Motzveh HaSoimeh, und Etzveitim Ol Limud HaTorah. You miss a day, you're out. Interessant. Must be that Sveh HaSoimeh is the eating of Regilus. Must be. The Meila, this is Taka. Why we daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu should restore the world to the place that it should be, and the lashon that we use to express that desire is tamidin kesidrom umusofim kehilchosam. A lashon of tamidin, a lashon of seder, a lashon of halacha, because it means that it is incumbent upon us to have an approach and an attitude to halacha that says it is a devar yoim biyoimoi. It's yoim yoim ya'amos lonu. It's not in, out, off, cold, in a mood swings. With regards to b'chukei, it's difficult. It's difficult. It's not always necessarily easy to achieve b'chukei saiteleichu, but it's quite clear that the more b'chukei saiteleichu that we engage in, the more we can expect, be'ez Hashem, gishmeichem ve'itom agud Shabbos.